Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Ever feel like life's a hamster wheel? You're just running, 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 chasing deadlines, goals, the next big thing. And then what? Sometimes you barely have time to breathe, let alone find an elusive inner peace. Well, today we're tackling something crucial. Cultivating inner peace and contentment in the midst of all that chaos. I know, it sounds like a tall order, right? Like some ancient wisdom reserved for monks on mountaintops. But trust me, it's way more accessible than you think. It's about finding those pockets of calm within the storm and learning to appreciate the simple things, the good moments, even the quiet ones. Here are 5 key takeaways that have seriously helped me along the way, and I hope they resonate with you too. First up, mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditation master overnight. It's simply about being present in this moment. Really noticing your surroundings, how your body feels, what you're thinking and feeling. Ever notice how when you get caught up in your thoughts, time seems to slip away? That's because you're not fully present. So take a few deep breaths, ground yourself in the here and now. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental game. Second, gratitude. It's so easy to focus on what we lack, but shifting that perspective can be a game changer. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big or small. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, or a kind gesture from a stranger. These little moments add up and create a sense of contentment that's hard to beat. Number 3. Detaching from outcomes. I know this one can be tough, but hear me out. We often spend so much energy worrying about what will happen next, obsessing over results. But sometimes, the only thing we can truly control is our own actions and reactions. Let go of the need to constantly be in charge, embrace the unexpected, and trust that things will unfold as they should. Number 4. Cultivating self-compassion. This isn't about being easy on yourself or ignoring your mistakes, it's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, especially during tough times. We all stumble, we all fall short. Instead of beating ourselves up, let's offer a little grace, learn from our experiences, and keep moving forward. And finally, number 5. Finding joy in simple things. Life doesn't have to be about grand adventures or ticking off bucket lists. Sometimes the most meaningful moments are found in everyday activities, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, connecting with loved ones. Remember that feeling of pure joy as a kid building a sandcastle at the beach. Let you capture that sense of wonder and appreciate the little things. Now, let me share a quick story with you. Remember that time when you were stuck in traffic, rushing to get somewhere important? You know that feeling, right? Frustration mounting, your mind racing, thinking about all the things that could go wrong. Well, I was in a similar situation last week heading to an important meeting. But instead of letting my inner monologue spiral into chaos, I decided to try something different. I took a few deep breaths, focused on the sound of the traffic around me, and even found myself enjoying the warm sun shining through my windshield. By shifting my perspective and finding that moment of peace within the chaos, I arrived at my meeting feeling calmer and more collected than ever before. So remember, folks, cultivating inner peace is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small changes every day, practicing mindfulness, expressing gratitude, letting go of what you can't control, treating yourself with kindness, and finding joy in the simple things. And hey, don't be afraid to embrace those moments of quiet contemplation. Sometimes, the best answers come when we give our minds a chance to wander. I hope this episode has inspired you to find more peace and contentment in your everyday life. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little dose of inner peace. And don't forget to leave us a review. It helps other people find the podcast and keeps me motivated. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.